Kiddushin Perk Bez Mishnah Vav. Hamakadish Shtei Noshim B'Shava Pruta. The person's Makadish two women at the same time with a Shava Pruta. Let's say he tried to be Makadish two women at the same time with something that's worth a Shava Pruta. And he said, Shteichen Mikudeshesli. Both of you are Mikudeshesli. So it has to be, let's say, a case of both of them appointing one Shliach. Therefore, when he gives it to the Shliach for both of them, or let's say one of the women appoint the other, the Tzara, who's going to be her Tzara, as a shliach, so the woman who's serving as both a shliach and she's also receiving the kiddushin for herself. So it's happening at the same time. Or, o isha, achas bepachas mishava pruta, or one woman, he's mekadosh one woman with something that's worth less than a shava pruta. Afo pisha shalach sivloinus la'achar mikan, even though he sends gifts afterwards, eini mekudeshes, it's not mekudeshes. Why? Shemach mis kiddushin harishonim shalach. Because the reason that he's sending them sivlonos is, don't say that the reason he's sending the sivlonos, like the Rav says, is because he knows that the first kiddushin is not a real kiddushin, and that's why the Mishnah has to talk about a case of something that's pachas mishavar pruta, like the Tzantiv says, because pachas mishavar pruta, everybody knows is not mekadosh. So maybe you would think in that case, when he sends gifts afterwards, that he's using the gifts as real kiddushin. Nevertheless, einu mekadosh, as the Mishnah says, shemachms kiddushin arishon mishalach, because the gifts he's sending afterwards is only because of the first kiddushin. Whatever they would do, the midrash is when they would send gifts afterwards to increase simcha and chiba and all these things, that was always because of the first kiddushin, not because he thought that the first one's not good and now he's giving a new kiddushin. So all of these cases, whether it's two women with something that's worth a shava pruta, so each one is not getting a shava pruta, or it's one woman with a less than a shava pruta, none of that works, even if he sends sivlonis afterwards. V'chein katan shekidush, and also katan, that's mekadosh a woman while he's a katan, and it's not a good kiddushin, and then afterwards he sends sivloinos. So you would think that for sure he knows that the kiddushin was not good, and now only afterwards he's sending the sivloinos, but they're serving as kiddushin. We don't say that. It's enem mekudeshes as well. V'chein katan shekidush, and also a katan that's mekadosh while he's a katan, and then when he gets older and he's a gadol, he sends sivloinos. Here too, even though you could say, well, he knows that he was not mekadosher, it didn't work while he was a katan, so now he's sending sivlonis afterwards. No, we don't say that. We say that he's still going under the assumption that his kiddushin when a katan was okay, and now he's sending sivlonos just to strengthen that when he's older. And therefore, a katan's kiddushin is not a kiddushin, even if he sends sivlonis afterwards.